This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're back with hour number two of Ron Segi Today, live nationwide and around the world on this weekend before Christmas. Are you getting excited? Oh, boy, this is when it all comes to a peak this week. Okay, our first guest this second hour is the daughter of the great Don Knotts, Karen Knotts. She has penned a book about her father, which makes a great, perfect gift for Christmas, and she'll be here to talk about it. Claudia Lombano will be joining us, and she's going to give us some late Christmas shopping ideas. Brian Hirsch, the guru of game boards. He created over 40 board games. His brand new one is called Boom Again. It's an outstanding Christmas gift for the baby boomers in your family. And then Kelly Edwards. And that's all coming up this hour with Ron Segi Today. We're going to pause only momentarily when we come back. My first guest this second hour is Karen Knotts.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
I used to hate the worn-out plastic mat under my office chair. It dented and cracked, and it was uncomfortable to roll on. And then I found the premium alternative, a glass chair mat by Vitraza. I liked it so much, I bought the company. I'm George Pardo, president of Vitraza. Our glass chair mats are made of super strong glass and protected with a nanotech coating, so you'll always get a smooth, easy glide. And they're beautiful. Tired of replacing plastic mats? I promise, this is your last chair mat. We give you a lifetime warranty. Comfort, style, durability. A Vitraza glass chair mat will completely transform your workspace, home office, or office. Order online at Vitraza.com. That's V-I-T-R-A-Z-Z-A.com. We stock 18 popular glass chair mat sizes, and shipping is free. Get the look you deserve and get 10% off any glass chair mat with promo code George at Vitraza.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
And we are back live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Segi Today. And if you are living on this planet, you know that theme song. In fact, I would assume to think that people not on this planet would know that theme song. Of course, it's from the Andy Griffith Show. And joining us right now is a lady that I am very anxious to talk to. I know she has a new book, and I'm so excited about it because she's quite a lady. It's called Tied Up in Knots. Joining us right now is Karen Knotts. Hi, Karen. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm thrilled to be here.
Well, I failed to mention, but I think people could probably connect the dots, that you are the daughter of the great Don Knotts, and you've written this book, which has a great name, Tied Up in Knots, My Dad and Me. Was it difficult to write a book like this? Because you really have written it warts and all, Karen.
It was difficult for me because I never wanted to write the book. And everybody kept telling me, you need to write a book. And I would be like, no, I'm an actress, I'm not an author, da-da-da-da-da. But for some reason, about 10 years ago, I started interviewing people about my father, not really even knowing why I was doing that, but I thought maybe someday I will write the book. And then all of a sudden, I don't know, about a year and a half ago, I decided that I wanted to write the book. And then the pandemic hit, and I couldn't get out, you know how that is. So I had this backlog of interviews that I had done, so I was able to do it. And it was really exciting. So I toured, I've gone on tour with my show, which is also called Tied Up in Knots.
Right.
But the book is more introspective.
It is a fascinating book, and one that I think everybody should read because everybody's a fan of the show. Now, your dad was quite an individual. I want to begin, though, by saying this, and you mentioned it in the introduction, that you are an actress, you're a playwright. You're a stand-up comedian, and you have penned one-woman plays, Roger and Betsy. I would assume that, to a certain extent, and I've asked this to Lucy Arnaz and Dina Martin, is it difficult, Karen, to be the name Knotts, to be in the shadow of your father? Does it open doors, or is it harder to get in those doors?
Oh, it's a complex thing, because, you know, in Hollywood, everybody uses any name that they can, and so at the same time, people are resistant to that, you know. So if you use, you know, a certain name, then they may put up a barrier against you. But on the other hand, like, if you do something with it, like I wrote the book now, people are interested, and when I had the show, people that using the name with a product, that seems to open up doors. But before, when I was just trying to get into acting and would use the name, then it seemed to close the doors, oddly enough.
I can understand that. Let's talk about your dad. First of all, I have often said that the character of Barney Fife is genius. I mean, he originally went on that show to be the sidekick of Andy Griffith. And, of course, within just a couple of episodes, Andy had the foresight to see that this man was the star of the show from the standpoint of one-liners. Andy was the straight man. But this character, how did he invent it? Because I have to tell you, I watch the show like twice a day, and I'm not telling you that because you're on the show. And I've seen the episodes 9 billion times. I am still in awe of that character.
Everybody is, because it's a genius. You're right, it is genius. I don't think my dad had any knowledge that he was playing that character until he saw Andy. You know, they had done a play on Broadway together called No Time for Sergeants, and then they went their separate ways. Andy went to do the movie Facing the Crowd, and my dad went out to the Steve Allen Show to Los Angeles. They were out of touch. And then Dad saw Andy on an episode of the Danny Thomas Show, and his friend Pat Harrington said, "That's a pilot." And Andy says, signed up to do a pilot. So Dad called Andy, and he's a deputy on your show. We played a sheriff. And Andy said, "Don, I didn't know you were out of work. I thought you were on Steve Allen." I said, "No, the show is canceled." And he went in and auditioned, he was only offered a couple of episodes, but after two or three of those shows, they realized what they had.
There's no doubt about it. And as I mentioned before, the lines and nip it, all of these lines that he had, I just can't express the character. You know, they talk about Shakespeare and the characters in Shakespeare. I mean, this is similar or better than that. I mean, because nobody before he did that ever had that kind of a character, and nobody will ever be able to repeat it in the future. To talk about some of the personal things here, because I know that you really go into great detail on the book. I mean, you talk about the fact that his childhood was very abusive. I guess he became a ventriloquist for a while. I saw a couple of pictures of him as a ventriloquist. Was he kind of a womanizer? I hate to ask his daughter that, but I'm going to ask you that.
No, he wasn't a womanizer. He was a ladies' man.
Okay, that's better.
Women loved him, and he did have lots of dates, and he had girlfriends. I had a mother and two stepmothers, but he was a very kind person. You know, I never had no problem with any woman. Nobody ever said to me, "Oh, your father was terrible," or whatever it is, you know. Every woman loved him. In fact, Sam Bobrick, who was one of the writers, biggest testament to your father is that all of his ex-wives showed up at the funeral.
Oh, I guess that is. Yeah, right. He didn't want you to go in the show business, did he?
No, he didn't. I wanted to go on the Andy Griffith Show when I was a child, and he said that it would be a lonely life for a child, and I guess it was a little bit lonely for Ronnie Howard. Got him some, you know, things to do on the set. They played ball with him. But my dad made me wait until I was 16. He put me on his variety show. So he changed once I got older. And then when I started pursuing it as an adult, he was totally supportive.
It's good advice, because I'm sure that he saw a lot of child stars go south. Of course, Ronnie Howard isn't one of them. Lord, I was friends with George Lindsay, and I was having lunch with him one day in Nashville. And I asked him about the show, and he said, well, all I can say is that I should have been nicer to that little boy. It could have been an Apollo 11.
Which, he was a very funny man.
Oh,
George.
Yes, he really was. Tell us about his later life. He was failing in health for a long time, was he not, Karen?
Not that long. He got, I guess, around 2001. But see, he had bronchitis on and off. See, his lungs were weak. And around 2001, he did start getting a little bit more seriously ill with the lungs. But he still worked. Even then, he did voiceovers all the time. And he still toured, and even had, he had a little oxygen tank that he'd take with him the last 5 years. Even with that, he was still working.
God bless him. I tell you, he was a real, real trooper in this business. And he left the Andy Griffith Show to go into more feature films. Did he ever regret that?
No, he did not. Because, you know, playing Barney Fife for 5 years was extremely, extremely difficult. You know, he was a perfectionist, and the character was perfection. And to keep that level of perfection going is not really possible. He couldn't live a life. He had no life. I mean, in those days, he did many more shows per season than we do now. It was like 24 shows.
Right.
Or more than that.
26.
You know, he couldn't really live a regular life. So much was demanded and expected of him. They were really working on two shows at once. They would be filming one show and doing the script read for the next week's show. And so over the weekend, he was learning his lines. And, very little time off. He was almost every show. Really all he could get.
In testament of your father's talent, a lot of people get pigeonholed into a role. As strong as that role was, he could do other things and be received as another character. And that's an immense talent in this business. Karen, I know you're on a busy schedule. I invite you to come back anytime and talk about the book and talk about what you're doing. We need to do that. Tied Up in Knots, My Dad and Me, is penned by his daughter, Karen Knots. And Karen, please come back because I want to talk about what you're doing in show business. And when you have more time, let's do that.
Oh, I will. Thank you for the offer. I would love to.
Okay, Karen, thank you so much for writing this book, and good luck, and we look forward to your return.
All right, great.
What a nice lady. Very, very cool person. And she would have to be because she's Don Knotts' daughter and he's about as cool as they got. And that music, once you hear it, you know exactly where it belongs and you can't get it out of your head. I guarantee you that for the next 14 hours, you'll be walking around whistling that song. And of course, it was the theme from the Andy Griffith Show where so many stars got their start, including, of course, the father of our guest, Karen Knotts, Don Knotts. And I got to tell you, as I mentioned in the interview, that character of Barney Fife was pure, unequivocal genius. There's no doubt about it. It has never been done before, and it will never be done again. And since Christmas is just a week away, it would make a fabulous Christmas present for all of you Mayberry fans. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Live all across the USA and around the world, it's Ron Segi today. Well, I better not forget our next guest name or I'll be in a world of hurt because my wife has the same name. And I'm glad that she's here. We haven't talked to her in a while, and we need her because this is the stretch now, the last week of shopping, and she's got some great ideas for us fools, the last minute shopper. I'm putting my name into that, by the way. Shopping expert and Emmy and Peabody award-winning journalist, our friend Claudia Lombana. Hi, Claudia. How are you? Happy holidays.
Hi, Ron. Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here. And I am also on the naughty last-minute procrastinator
list. Oh, geez. So I turn around and insult the guest as I insult myself. Boy, nice shot there, Ron. You know what? Since we're both on the same page, let's begin. First of all, why would you be on Last Minute Shopper? I mean, you're the pro.
You know, sometimes we're too busy to do that holiday shopping. I do a lot of it online, but this year has just been a little bit different where I have procrastinated quite a bit. I do have some gifts already ready to go, and they're actually already wrapped, but I have a lot of people left to shop for, and in fairness, I do have a large family, lots of nieces and nephews, and we buy for everybody.
Okay, well then we're in the same boat. Now let's talk about whether or not you get a good deal or a bad deal last minute shopping, because there's two ends to this candle, okay? If you wait to the end, people may jack up the price on wanted items. If you wait to the end, you might get sales. They want to get rid of it. So what do we do and where do we go and how do we do it?
You are correct. It is a bit of a gamble. We are seeing retailers ramping up kind of these final waves of last-minute deals. We're in the countdown, as you mentioned. Consumers are spending because they can, and we are, in fact, expecting to see record spending this year, with consumers spending an average of just over $1,000 for the first time, over $1,000 on their holiday spending. But you're right. Last-minute deals are going to vary. We've got supply chain issues. We've also got retailers trying to make up for the losses throughout the pandemic. So you are going to have to do some hunting around as a consumer to get some deeper last-minute discounts.
Let's talk about technology, because that probably is a very important issue to get early. And for you and I who shop late, what do we do and what's the latest stuff that we can get and have it in time for under the tree and the latest and the greatest when it comes to the technology field? That's a big order
to
fill.
It is. We know in the technology category, always in the top three for gift giving during the holiday season. This year we're focusing a bit on gamers because they make such a large portion of that technology sector during the holiday season. Sonic fans and gamers are going to be excited to hear about the new offering from Sega, which is Sonic Colors Ultimate. This is a new new spin on the beloved 2010 Nintendo Wii platformer game. This is updated with stunning 4K visuals, different levels of experience and modes, something called Rival Rush. So really some changes being made to Sonic Colors Ultimate to keep gamers engaged with that and give them a bit of nostalgia with an update. It's available on all current generation platforms. So this is a really good one for the gamers on your list.
A lot of people want to give something that an individual wants, but a lot of individuals sometimes want, when you get a certain age, things that are memories vis-a-vis items that, you know, you get like a necktie. I don't want a necktie, you know, but I'd rather have something that has a little bit more personalization, if you will. How do we fit that bill?
I agree with you. And for me, that the answer there comes with pictures. We hardly ever print out our pictures anymore, right, because they're all on our phones. But for me, Kodak Moments has some really great options because you can give a personal gift that is meaningful. And it's not just a picture in a frame. You can actually put a photo on a wall tile or on a magnet or even on an ornament, which is a great idea. And the best thing about Kodak Moments is they give you same-day pickup. So you can head to the Kodak Moments kiosk at your local CVS pharmacy, select your item, select the photo you want on that item, and walk out of it same day with the store. So a great, meaningful gift and a perfect option for us last-minute folks.
That's great. And, you know, one year my son had a picture of me in my first radio job when I was 14 years old, and he had the picture put on a coaster. What about gift cards? Is that personal enough? Because I love gift cards. This way, you're giving somebody a gift, they're unwrapping it, and they can buy what they want.
Yes. In fact, it's been a few years now that gift cards have been the highest ranked among consumers for gifts that they want to receive. People love receiving gift cards because they can go and choose their own item, and consistently one of the top requested gift items is gift cards. So absolutely acceptable and another great idea if you're purchasing last minute.
Claudia, what about flowers? You know, I know a lot of people say, well, you give somebody flowers today and a week they're gone. But there's nothing better. And I used to get this from my cousins from up north. They would send arrangements down to me and I'd get them on Christmas Eve or Christmas morning. It was very touching.
Agreed. I mean, what a beautiful way to give a little gift of joy, especially to somebody who's a loved one or a friend that you can't be with during the holidays. Teleflora really has the best-selling holiday lineup. It's featuring beautiful, curated arrangements. They're all handmade and delivered right to your doorstep or the doorstep of the recipient by a local florist, so it's also a way to support local small businesses. They actually come in these beautiful, festive keepsake containers that you can use year after year for your home decor. They've got several to choose from, but the festive Frosty is a really cute snowman-looking vase, and then they've got the vintage sleigh ride bouquet, which comes in this really beautiful red and white sleigh. So really, really cute ideas. They are the world's leading floral delivery service, and you can get their items at teleflora.com.
Are we missing anything that we should be chatting about here as we enter into the last week?
I think stretching the holiday budget is something that people are always concerned with,
sure.
And I think people should not forget about Dollar General. Now, Dollar General, I don't know if you realize this, but nearly 75% of Americans live within 5 miles of a Dollar General, and they really have all the holiday essentials. They've got premium name brands. Their neighborhood stores are filled with savings and gifts at every category, whether it's crafts, home goods, toys, personal care, I mean, you name it. And they're making it easier than ever to shop there because now they have the DG app. And on the DG app, you can make your purchases and then just swing by your local Dollar General and pick up those items. So a really kind of amazing combination of value and convenience.
No doubt about it. Where can we go for more information, Claudia, so that we really get the full plethora of things that we can contemplate about during this last week?
Absolutely, Ron. Yeah, your listeners can head to tipsontv.com.
Tipsontv.com is where to go. And Claudia, it is always a delight when you are here, and we look forward to many appearances in the year 2022, and you have a great holiday season.
Thank you, Ron. You too.
Always nice when she is here. She knows her stuff. Shopping expert and Emmy and Peabody award-winning journalist, Claudia Lombana. And we're going to pause for a second. There's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
guys have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden will be giving an Omicron variant-focused speech on Tuesday. That's according to the White House. The announcement comes as on Friday, 193,305 new cases of COVID-19 were reported and 2,171 deaths. That's according to Johns Hopkins University. First Call Medical Center Director Dr. Rob Elfenbein joins Fox News and describes the severity of Omicron cases.
The data out of South Africa and out of Israel has been suggesting for some time that the Omicron variant, while it may be more infectious, is less virulent in terms of its ability to cause serious illness.
This as the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals for the Sixth Circuit in Cincinnati has reinstated the Biden administration's vaccine mandate for large companies. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
World, you are listening to Ron Seggi today, and today we have a special guest with us because he does something that I don't think in all of my broadcast career I've ever discussed on the air, or even off the air for that matter. You ever play a game and you think to yourself, you know, I could have invented this game? The fact of the matter is, it just doesn't happen that easily. And our next guest actually was a very successful real estate developer, but he went on to go into a business that's making board games. He's made such games as Out of Context, Outburst, Super Scattergories, Taboo, the list goes on, 40 of them to be exact, and sold over 50 million copies. Joining us right now is Brian Hirsch. Hi, Brian. How are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm good, Ron. Thank you. Happy to be here.
I'm very sincere in what I just said because, you know, I ask a lot of times songwriters how they get the idea for a song. I've asked that question to Paul Anka, to Carly Simon. What comes up with the idea? How do you come up with a board game idea? And I guess even prior to that, how do you go from selling real estate successfully to a business totally different?
The truth is, it was serendipity. I was a really good Trivial Pursuit player. My friends looked at me and said, you're a creative guy. You could probably create a game. You know, I am creative. And I thought, well, that's interesting. But I did what a business guy does. I went out and got a market research report done about the game business. I read it. I read it again. I thought, gee, you know, I know it's audacious, but I think the game companies are misunderstanding what Trivial Pursuit success is about, and I jumped into the game business. Happily, it turned out that I had it right.
40 games, that's a lot of games to invent. And what really amazes me about this from a business standpoint is the distribution. We call that syndication in the broadcasting business. How do you get a company, or can you do it yourself, to distribute these? I mean, as I mentioned, the broadcast, you can come up with a great radio show, great television show, but it doesn't see the light of day. How do you get it to the level where it's being distributed in toy shops and venues all across the country, maybe around the world?
And like your business, like syndication of broadcast, the distribution of games has changed dramatically over time. One time, the expression was the big game companies act like gangsters, garage inventors act like ladies of the night. It's a match made in heaven. But in fact, they are looking for product that succeeds. They have the distributors, the Milton Bradleys and Parker Brothers and Mattel, they have relationships with retailers. So they license games, and you get paid a royalty. And that was what we did. Difference was, as a businessman, I knew how to read a contract. And when I read it, I said, gee, I'm only giving you the rights to do a box game. I'm keeping the TV rights. I'm keeping the interactive rights. I'm keeping the merchandising rights. So it was a different relationship from the get-go.
Should any of these games become a television show, I will be more than happy to host it. Now that I got my selfish plug in there, we can go on.
But, you know, it's a funny thing you should say that, because I've done television shows on a number of games. Ron, you would be like God-given talent to be hosting this show that we're starting to talk about for the game I just released, which is Boom Again. It's pop culture trivia from the baby boom. It's a sweet spot. I see you as being the perfect guy.
Oh, my gosh. That is my venue, I tell you. I do a musical tribute on stage as a singer with an orchestra to Dick Clark's American Bandstand. So I'm right in the boomer category there. I'm booming like crazy. Well, we'll have to talk about that. Let's go back to the syndication rights. This is fascinating because I know one time somebody came to me with a product to put in a grocery store, and shelf space was very, very, very limited. And we had that problem actually with another venture I had with my partner Ed McMahon and a retail product. I would imagine Milton Bradley, Parker Brothers, Mattel have the same problems and are very, very specific as to what games they use on those shelves. But how do you go to these people, Brian, and present them with the concept of the game without having a problem with copyrights or infringement?
You really have to understand copyright and trademark. The reality is you can't protect an idea. You can only protect your expression of the idea. So I walk in with a completed game. I walk in with a working physical prototype. And keep in mind, the only time it was difficult for me was the first game, because once you've had a hit, everybody wants to see what's next. It's been easier for me building those relationships over the years because I have managed to concoct the secret sauce that actually resonates with players, consumers, and retailers.
You are right. It is very much like the broadcasting business. I remember distinctly going in and pitching a show about rock and roll music. I mentioned it to the late Dick Clark, and he said, "What did you do?" I said, "I went in there with a whole pitch tape and a sizzle reel, as we call it in the business." And he said, "I just walk in with a legal pad and give him the idea." And I said, "But you're Dick Clark. When you have a list of credentials like he did, as now you do in the game board industry, I'm sure out of context was a harder sell than super categories."
It was, because in the old days you used to introduce product at Toy Fair in New York City. And my first Toy Fair, I literally rented the mop room in the wrong building, but the game caught on. And before the end of the week of Toy Fair, Milton Bradley was at the door saying, "We want this game." Having good product, understanding what that means, and delivering fun in a box at a price, those are the critical components that the distributors are looking for. That's what I was able to do.
So, Brian, tell me how you confront this. You sit down at a table, you have friends over the house. Merv Griffin told me how he invented Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy. He was just on an airplane and had an idea. How do you come up with the ideas, which is the difficult part? Well, I shouldn't say that. It's one of the difficult parts. Certainly marketing is a challenge, but apparently you have mastered that, and you've mastered actually the creation of these things. But how do you get the ideas?
You know, it varies. Sometimes it's 90% perspiration. Sometimes it's 90% inspiration. And I'll give you two examples. I think they're really good ones. I'm driving home in a rainstorm through the canyons in Los Angeles. I'm late for a dinner party in my own home. I know my wife is not going to be happy. The radio is broadcasting a report about Ronald Reagan in Europe celebrating the Battle of the Bulge. And I thought, gee, I know a lot about the Battle of the Bulge. It was General Patton, and it was Bastogne, and it was nuts. And I walked in the door, and I turned to all my friends. I said, "Tell me 10 things about the Battle of the Bulge." And they all started yelling, and they said, "What are we doing?" I said, "That's my next game." So it was that easy. Now, Taboo is an example. Actually, I was partners with Dick Clark on a bunch of TV things, and we were working on something, and one little segment felt just like there's something there, and I took that little kernel and completely worked it, and the end result is Taboo.
That's amazing. So you knew Dick well like I did.
I knew Dick well, and in fact, I laughed when you mentioned Ed McMahon, because Ed was the guy who suggested that Dick go down and try in Philadelphia to get this show that they were talking about doing. They were close friends.
Oh, I know.
And so I got a kick hearing both guys' names in the same conversation.
Ed McMahon and I were partners, and I was his announcer on several of his television shows, produced his radio show, and we had a partnership where we had McMahon's vodka, and he and I were the owners, and that's the reason why I know so much about shelf space when it comes to placing alcohol on shelves and how difficult it is. And, of course, Dick and I were friends for many years, too. So that's pretty cool. You know, are they ever going to update Monopoly to make it 2021?
The reality is they update it all the time. For purists, for those who played it as kids, you know, way back when, it feels odd to us. But the truth is, if I went today and walked into a toy distributor and said, "Hey, listen, let's do a game about buying real estate and then charging rent," they would laugh you out of the room. They would send you to go away. That's one of the reasons that I focused all of my work on social games, party games. I'm in the business of creating lubrication for rusty social skills.
Brian, I could talk to you for hours. Boy, you got it right on the button. You really do. This has been fascinating. Now, what's the latest board game you got out right now?
Right now, and it is, I honestly think it's one of the best things I've ever done. It's called Boom Again. That's the game I mentioned earlier, that pop culture trivia from the baby boom, from the 50s, 60s, and 70s.
Oh, man. It's
all the things you heard, all the things you saw, even the stuff you learned on the street. It's a very special game, and we have rooms of people singing and laughing. I mean, laughter is a big component of it. I'm not even selling it at retail stores. It's at boomagain.com, and it's fabulous. So thank you for giving me the chance to mention it.
Boomagain.com. I'm going to that as soon as I get off the air today. Brian Hirsch has been our guest. He makes board games. He has sold over 50 million copies, 40 different games he has invented. And go to boomagain.com. Good luck to you, and I look forward to your next visit. Okay, my friend?
Thanks, Ron. I look forward to it, too.
And there is still time for you to get a Boom Again game for this Christmas. Everyone in the family will love it. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's the decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders. And now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It'll be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back. It's Ron Sedgie today, live nationwide and around the world. Well, there's no question about it. Time is running out. So we need the help of a very, very important person this time of the year, actually all year long. She's a lifestyle and design expert, and she's also, of course, known for the series HGTV's Design on a Dime, known affectionately as the MacGyver of Design. Joining us right now is Kelly Edwards. Hi, Kelly. How are you? Nice to have you on the show again.
Oh, well, thanks for having me. I love to talk
talk to you every couple of months. I get time with you.
Well, we can't talk enough. Let's face it, time is of the essence. I mean, we are in the final stretch right now. And what do we do? Because you've got some great ideas, not only for gifts, but about how to keep the house looking very decorative, healthy, and safe.
Exactly. Okay, so let's first start with the television, because we cannot say the holidays without saying the word television. A good gift to give someone, or yourself, actually, is the Samsung 2021 Neo QLED Q80 4K Smart TV. Now, this is basically designed to be the center of your home. It has incredible visuals and audio. It will heighten the holiday season. It comes with a bunch of different features. It has a quantum dot technology and adaptive picture optimization, which means it delivers brilliant colors and lifelike detail. It has a SpaceFit sound and active voice amplifier. What this means is you will never miss a word of your favorite holiday movie. I promise you that. It has an ambient mode, which I particularly love, which I think is really cool, because when the TV's off, you can display a snowy landscape or a picture of some sort. And it also has multiple voice assistants. You can actually control the TV with your voice. So it's basically a smart TV. It's sleek. It's slim. You can get a 55-inch up to an 85-inch. You can find it at Samsung.com or major retailers. And it retails for a little over $1,000.
You say it's voice-activated?
So basically, like any smart device in your home that is voice-activated, you could basically say, keep playing the music or play this movie, and it will actually play the movie. Or say you're having a party and you don't want the party to stop. You can keep the festivities going by telling it to keep playing the movie or the show or the music or whatever it is. It's so cool.
Now, does it start at a little over $1,000?
It varies depending on the retailer. I found it for a little over $1,000, to be honest, because the prices actually do range.
Sure, absolutely. So now let's talk about some entertaining, all right, because people are going to come over, you know, there's going to be a gathering. And do you have some entertainment options that are just things to have on board? You know, the hosting at the home, making sure that everybody is looking and feel their best. And you know what? I have a crazy question here. I think a lot of times people forget about the bathroom.
They do. They forget about the bathroom. I have to tell you, I have the hardest time purchasing gifts for my husband, and I found the perfect gift for him in the bathroom. It's the Philips Norelco Shaver Series 9000. Now, this is brand new. It's premium. It uses artificial intelligence, which is super cool. It's a personalized shave experience unique to the features of his face, hair, and skin type. So it has a pressure guard sensor that basically links with an intelligent ring, so it lights up to let him know if he's applying too little or too much pressure. It has a motion control sensor that tracks and guides the shaving motion. It also, after you shave, it has an app, and it actually provides you real-time feedback on things like the technique, the pressure, the motion, the speed. It's great on 5-day beards, so you don't have to worry about that, and you can find it at Philips.com or other major retailers.
How does it monitor that? Is there a little screen or a light?
So you have to go on the app and you have to register the product, and it actually can track your motion. And it has an intelligent ring in it, which when you turn it on, it turns blue, it turns green. So it tells you, like, oh, you're pushing too little, you're not pushing enough. Then after you get done, you can go to the app and it gives you all this feedback.
What do we do for unwanted guests? Now, I think that it's important to note that when you have guests over the house, and it doesn't make a difference if it's the holiday season or the middle of the summer, what the case may be, you got insects sometimes. What do you do to keep that in check? Because the last thing you want to do is be embarrassed by something. You know, I'm in Florida, and these palmetto bugs, like, rule the roost.
Yes. Okay. So if you don't want the unwanted pests, what you want to do is you want to get Raid Max Perimeter Protection. Now, this is a great solution. It really does create a barrier between you and those unwanted pests. You can apply it as directed inside and out at all the entry points. It provides 18 months of continuous protection from these select bugs.
Well,
so you can go to raid.com. You can find out more information.
Kelly, you know, we talked about getting the home ready for entertaining during the holiday season. What happens if you just want to have a staycation, you just want to stay at home, no large companies, just rest? How do you get the home ready for that? You know, a lot of times the entertaining can get very laborious.
It can. Okay, I have a perfect thing for you here. One thing is, if you're going to stay home and you have children, this is one of my favorite holiday gifts this season, okay? A lot of us use Alexa, right? My house is ran by Alexa. It does, you know, basically keep us entertained. Echo Show 5 Kids is perfect for anybody with children. Now, what this is an Alexa-enabled smart device. Kids can actually ask Alexa to play videos, help with homework, make video calls to approved contacts like grandma and grandpa. It's easy to use. It has parental control, so you can set bedtimes, video limits. You can filter content and review all the activity that your kids are using. You can also have the kids at night set their alarm. It could read them a bedtime story, and the kids can even turn off their compatible smart lights. It actually comes with a one-year subscription to Amazon Kids Plus. So in terms of entertaining, they have access to thousands of hours of kid-friendly audiobooks, videos, interactive games, and educational skills. So this is great. Amazon.com, you need to have it on hand. Now, the other thing to think about is when you are entertaining, and you have to think about those kids at the same time, you're going to put all those colorful decorations up in your home, right? And I'm talking about like the string lights and the ornaments. Keep in mind when you're using these products, some of them contain coin lithium batteries. So if they're actually swallowed, they could cause serious harm. So Duracell, which she was actually helping families holiday safely, they want to tell everybody that if you have any products that have these lithium coin batteries, you want to put them up high. And also use Duracell lithium coin batteries with bitter coating. Now, these are specifically designed to help discourage swallowing, and it also comes in secure packaging. So it has to be opened with scissors so you know the kids won't get to it. So obviously when you're entertaining and you have those all those kids over and maybe they're on this Echo and they're playing the games, you want to make sure that if there are those lithium batteries around that they're not in reach of those kids.
Have we missed anything?
I think we got it. Favorite products for the holidays.
Is there a location or a website or something that we can go to for more information?
You know, they can go to all the brands' websites or they can go to my Instagram page, which is Kelly Edwards Inc. And I'll be posting all about it there.
Kelly, you have a great holiday season. We look forward to your return. Happy holidays. Be safe and have fun, okay?
Yeah, you too. Happy holidays.
Kelly Edwards, she is known for her HGTV series Design on a Dime, and I love her moniker, the MacGyver of Design. And there is more to come with Ron Seggi today.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who create created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Well, that's a wrap, like in wrapping paper for this week's show. But we'll be back next week on Christmas weekend for another edition of Ron Segi Today. I want to thank my guests this week, though. Mike Rowe from Dirty Jobs, comedian Gary Goldman, actor Ray Liotta, Jennifer Jolly, Karen Knotts, the daughter of Don Knotts, Claudia Lombana, board game guru Brian Hirsch, and Kelly Edwards. Well, we hope you have a great week, and we'll be looking for your company when we bring you our Christmas show next weekend. And until then, I'm Ron Segi, and I hope that you have blue skies and green lights.